Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and what? All that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Our God is good. Our God is good in spite of any and everything that is going on, the challenges we may have. Maybe you are having one of those seasons where nothing could get any better. We thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord that you are just having a marvelous season and God is showing you so much mercy and grace. Hallelujah, his kindness. Oh, you couldn't want for another thing. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Your body is in good condition. God bless you. God bless you. It's just manifesting the word of God. By his stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah. And for those who are having physical and emotional challenges, remember, no matter what the body is saying, no matter what the doctor reports, by his stripes, you are healed. Point blank, period. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are from the Ministries Daughters of God, called to pray. Prayer first, hallelujah. It's so sweet, it's like the dew in the morning time. Hallelujah, fresh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this day. Truly, 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 he's blessing us right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He has provided for us. He has made ways out of no way for us. He has protected us from danger seen and unseen. Hallelujah. You know, this is just a quick something. I was thinking this morning, or it came to my mind, what did Adam and Eve do? They didn't have bank accounts. What was their state of mind about God and his provision for them? What was the state of mind? Did they just trust and just know that God had them? And that God was concerned and he made everything that they need available to them. And the garden that he placed them in, it was sufficient for them. Just a thought. Just a thought. I think, just my thinking, that we're going to begin to realize more and more, become more and more aware of the provisions in the garden. We're going to see some things. I don't want to overtalk, but I'm just so filled, and all of a sudden, the garden is coming up. What is it that God, he provided everything that they needed. In the garden, there was no lack in the garden. Just saying, no lack. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I can't even imagine what Adam felt like when he was evicted from that place and what all it entailed. My God, my God, my God. But I've been, oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. God is wanting to take us someplace. If we just let go of all our hang-ups that we have to be in control. We have to be, we have to have some say-so in it. Let go and let God. What it would be. Our understanding would become clear. Our faith, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, the place, oh my God. Just think about it. And God is indeed worthy of our faith, of our trust. Yes, he is. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. I believe that. I thank you for God tuning in this morning. And I really pray that something will be said that will inspire you, that will encourage you, that will touch a place, and it'll open up and your understanding, your love for God, your trust for God, your hope in God. Oh, you're building a stronger you in God. Hallelujah. Stronger you in God. Something happened a few years ago, and I just kind of clammed up in a place, and I just wouldn't go past that place because of all the events that came about. But I saw something, and I didn't understand what I saw. And I just wouldn't, I just stayed clear of that place. And this morning I am eternally grateful to the Lord that he reminded me what I saw was an encouragement that everything would be all right. As strange as it was, what I saw. And it was glorious. But so much, oh my God, so much happened and came rolling in that I didn't want to see, that I didn't know what that meant. But he was so kind, the Father was so kind this morning to let me know that he was telling me, sent me a divine message, that everything before I went through it was going to be all right. So I'm eternally grateful. Oh, God, it came in like a rushing mighty wind. But I had already received. So what I've learned from that, and I understand, that when we see something that we don't understand, just ask the Lord to give us understanding and clarity. And he will. I am eternally grateful. But I mean, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So much came. But God knew. And he sent me a comforting word, a comforting message that it was going to be. And even though I didn't grab it then, I see it now. And I can share it. God is good. Yes, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. Yes, he does. He delivers us out of them all. Please remember that. God loves you more than you can even imagine the love that he has for you. And I'm saying that for as individual, we have to look in the mirror and say, God loves me. Even if I was the only person on this earth, you have to know that at the set time, oh my God, the appointed time, Jesus, the Yeshua, the Messiah, the deliverer, was coming. Oh, God spoke it and it had to come to pass. He's still speaking and it's still manifesting itself. Trust in God. Know that he loves you without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, my God, yes, he does. Stay close to him. Wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, oh, just wrapped in his love. and he'll detangle everything in. Yes, he will. He's so God. And when he does it, like, oh, God, you did that. You did that for me. My God, you care. He does care. He really does care for you, for me, for us. He cares. He's concerned. We have a tendency to hear people and allow situations and circumstances to speak louder to us than the reality that we're loved by the Almighty God. And what was ringing in my ears was, your Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Yes. Yes. He loves you. You don't have to do anything. Just, accept him as your Lord and Savior. But even if you don't, he says all souls are mine. He loves all souls. He don't like your choices. He wants you to choose him. But he loves you. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. When we get all jacked up, do all kind of crazy things, and you're like, Lord, I know there is no possible way. There is a possible way. It's grace. Not for you to abuse it, but for you to trust that he loves you and he's going to love you out of this situation. And you can run to him, fall on your face, and ask him to forgive you. And he's just to forgive you from all unrighteousness continuously until you reflect, oh my God, hallelujah, you become a true, pure reflector of heaven. Oh yeah, we can trust that he's continuously loving us, continuously caring, and continuously protecting us. Yes, he does correct. Make no mistake about it. But he wouldn't do it if he didn't love us. So we should love each other. We shouldn't turn our nose up at each other. We shouldn't say pass judgment on each other. We should just trust God and pray for each other. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. And while I'm here, I'll just like to do a shout out to a very good friend of mine, Pastor Lee Iris Lee. She's in Decatur over in the shopping center at on Columbia. Hallelujah. I don't have the address. Powerful woman of God, mighty woman of God, just love her. We've been sisters for about 18 years, and she is my sister. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. So I send love and shout out to her this morning. We are going to go into our scriptures as we always do in prayer. But I like to invite you to come to Gathering the Harvest Ministries, 1519 Camelton Road, every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. We are sharing a building with the great Bishop Franklin, who has been so kind to allow us to share his building. We are eternally grateful to him. And he, too, is a mighty, mighty man of God. Oh, we just continuously to ask God to bless him and Word of Life. That's the name of their ministry. And if you can't make it with us at 3 o'clock, stop by. His service is at 11. 7 o'clock, and I assure you, you won't be disappointed. Mighty, mighty word will come forth, and it does come forth. Sincere, honest, honorable man of God. So we thank you for our announcements. But there again, we are gathering the harvest, and we are tour at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. And our service is at 3 o'clock. Come by if the Lord gives permission and worship with us at 11 o'clock with Bishop Franklin or 3 o'clock with us. We would be so glad to have you at our special guest. God bless. Now into our scripture. Hallelujah. We had our little dialogue, and I really hope that it encouraged you. Well, we're going to read 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God is good. We know that that's of a truth. But we have a part. And if we do what we're been assigned to do, it'll be all right. We're too encouraging each other to stay strong in the Lord and in the work that God has given you to do. Amen. So we just do an assignment right there that we all can do. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Well, I start at the 13th verse. Hallelujah. Now, Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh, hear the word, not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate, without day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in whose season? His season. Not my friends, not my buddies. But we all have a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Man, know that God loves you. Once you know that God loves you, and you know who it is that is loving you, this one person can have everything look like in the world, and it's just pouring out on them. It does not matter. That is not yours. It's not mine. Not my season for that. Not your season for that. But we find ourselves to be content, happy doing what God has called us to do. Stay in our lane. Hallelujah. Stay in our lane. That's where your anointing is. That's where your authority is. That's where your power is. In your place. In my place. Hallelujah. We're not competing with one another. We have territory. Good God from Zion. We have faith in God, hope in God, trust in God. Yes. Stay in your lane. That's where your authority is. That's right. Stay in your lane. Hallelujah. Nothing like your lane. Nothing like my lane. And when God decides that he want to bless you with material things and Your ministry just bam. Happy. That's especially with the ministry, because that's kingdom. Kingdom building, kingdom work, kingdom assignment. But seeing somebody holding on when everything looked like it has dried up and it's not, so yet holding on to what God had given you or them to do. That's faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith is trusting God when it don't even look like it. I know my God. That's what we have to begin to say. And move from the naysayer. Hallelujah. Move from them. Move them out of your space. Cause you to trip up. And then when you mess up and trip up, then they'll be the first ones to say, they knew you didn't have no anointing anyway. Love them. That's people. Just hear what God is saying. Just do it. Baby, I'm just holding on. I got my God said. When you got your God said, hear me clearly. You equipped now to show the world what it's like to be in love and faithful to the work of the ministry. Just saying. That's all I'm doing. I'm just saying. And when you get to that place, knowing, then you realize this is what a friend of God does, or a child of God who has faith in their Father. Jesus said, for this purpose I came. That was Calvary. Hallelujah. And they all was, and he was forsaken by his friends. Hallelujah. But he rose, oh, glorious. Hallelujah. Because of him, you and I can say, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. He has no respect of person. But he's done for one, he'll do it for all of us. He loves us and he cares. Yes, he does. He really cares. And we thank him, and we thank him that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We thank him that he makes the crooked way straight. We thank him that in him is all that we need. Ooh, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We thank you for giving us faith. Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, for your tender care. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning, that mercy and grace was already there. We thank you for how you allowed us to sleep, how you allowed us to rest, how you allowed our bodies to heal and work in the rhythm according to your will and your way. We thank you, Almighty God, for your kindness. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We bless your most holy name. We thank you now that we are empowered even more. And we can go in confidence. We can go throughout this day looking around the needs. And we pray, bring them to you, Almighty God, knowing that everything will be all right. We thank you for granting us traveling mercy, Almighty. Almighty God. We thank you for protecting the children and the youth. We thank you for turning situations around. We thank you for touching their hearts. God, you didn't send them on this earth to be destructive, to be murderers and thieves. They are going just haywire, but you can settle them. You can settle their spirit. You can speak to them where none can speak, and they will hear you, for you are their creator. Hallelujah. You can speak to them and assure them what the agreement was for them to come to this earth, God, and walk therein. Walk in the power and the authority. Send help from the sanctuary, Almighty God. Save, Almighty God. Seal and defend. Put them on the right path, and yet they will know right from wrong and good from evil, Almighty God, and they will shun evil, Almighty God. We thank you for saving. We glorify you. Oh, God, all that mix-up going on in Washington. Oh, God, turn it around. Oh, speak to their minds, Almighty God. Help them to make the right decisions, Almighty God. Have your way, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, when they would do wrong, God, speak, Almighty God. Have your way. Turn it around, Almighty God, for good. Almighty God, I'll let them know that they're just men. Hallelujah. And their very heart is in your hands. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for peace on the job, peace in the home, peace, Almighty God, on the highways, peace, Almighty God, for those who are going through the floods, Almighty God. Oh, God, let them feel your presence and your provisions, Almighty God. Give them joy in the middle of all of this, Almighty God. Oh, let them feel that you care, Almighty God, through the storms of life, Almighty God, even though they're raging. Help, comfort those that are mourning, Almighty God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, which is sufficient for the day. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Our God is good. Remember that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is what? Good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Number 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Jude 21:24. Hallelujah. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God allow his face to shine and give you his shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Have a marvelous week. Oh, a trusting week in the Almighty God. Hallelujah. May there be no light in your life, knowing that God has you. He cares. And he is your provider, your healer, your deliverer, your protector. Walk in love. God loves you, and so do I. Peace.